Oh, we need Rob's intro music. Here it comes.
Rainbow. Up above the streets and houses, rainbow climbing high. Everyone can see it smiling over the sky. Paint the whole world with a rainbow. Rainbow. All along the streams and rivers, shining in the lakes. See the colors of the rainbow as the morning breaks. Paint the whole.
It's time for Rob's book quiz, and joining me from our Wellington studio is Rob Kelly. How are you?
Kia ora, Jesse. I'm very well, thank you.
It's been ages.
It's been a full week.
How was your trip? Big trip to Auckland?
It was really fun. We had a great time. We went to lots of restaurants, went for walks, went to the art gallery.
Yeah. I don't remember being asked for a restaurant recommendation.
Well, no. No, you'd left town. You'd skipped town.
Still available on email.
Well, you are. I can also read it on www.nz.
Hey, a listener actually emailed me for a restaurant recommendation as well. So there's nothing, and for people who haven't caught up, I write restaurant reviews for the Herald. And so if anyone's coming to Auckland and you do want to go out somewhere, I don't want you to waste your money at a bad restaurant. So do send me an email first and I'll try and hook you up.
Well, I should have been in touch. I mean, I will say that when I go to Auckland, I feel like the kid who goes to New York at the beginning of the musical and like stares up at all the buildings. You know, I feel like a genuine country bumpkin when I go to Auckland. And so I'm always perfectly prepared to be led
by my
friends there. Like, wherever you want to go, I'll go.
Did you eat well?
We ate very well. We've got a lot of friends who live in Auckland, and there hasn't been as much travel between the two cities as there once was post-COVID. I think people are just more nervous about it, or we don't think to do it, or I don't think to do it. It's expensive as well. You go travel up the country and stuff. So it was really nice to go and spend that time with people who are valuable or useful parts of our lives, but you might not see all the time.
Yeah. One day we'll have a high-speed train, Rob. You can jump on that and come up.
We had one. It was called the Silver Star, and I miss it. I mourn it every day.
Was it a high-speed train, Rob?
No, it wasn't. But it was a sleeper train. But, you know,
that'd be cool. Imagine that, getting on a train in Auckland at, I don't know, 7 o'clock, have a nice glass of wine, have some dinner, watch a movie, go to bed and wake up in Wellington.
Yeah, I mean, easiest thing in the world, a sleeper train. Unfortunately, Silver Star, like many sleeper trains around the world, ran at a pretty significant loss, which as a proponent of public railways, I've always maintained that's what railways are for.
To lose money.
Yep.
Yeah.
But this is verging into my kind of thesis material, but yeah. One of the mottos of Joseph Gordon Coates's government railways department in the 1920s was for better service.
Mm.
And so they weren't focused on the finance. They wanted to break even, but they're prepared to run the railways at a loss if it was at a public good.
Well, if you're going to measure all the externalities, the environmental impact of taking the plane instead, if you work that in, maybe you wouldn't end up with a loss. I just recalled, actually, yesterday, I don't know why I was thinking about this, but I recalled that I was on the first passenger train to go through the Kai Mai Tunnel. I thought that might impress you.
It does. That's fantastic. How was it?
Well, I was pretty young, but it was felt quite momentous. Yeah, we all gathered on the platform in Hamilton, got on the train and went through the mountain, through the Kai Mai's, to, I guess we would have gone to Tauranga and then probably turned around and came back again.
And that line's running again now, isn't it? Is that one?
Is it? I don't know.
No, maybe it's not. There is a line that goes out that way, but I actually don't know very much about railways. I'm a huge fan of them. And I would love, one of the best trips I've had to Auckland was on the train. I read 2 Graham Greene novels.
Perfect. Speaking of which, this is Rob's book quiz. He says, looking around the studio, I've got a great prize today. And I'll tell you what, that is after 2 p.m.
Okay, great. Can I give you a little bit of book news first?
Please do.
Because there's a really funny one this week. So I know that you've cried off Twitter. But there's been a Twitter account recently claiming that it was Cormac McCarthy, who's the author who's written all sorts of things, Blood Meridian being one of them.
Yeah, All the Pretty Horses was the one I had, I think, yeah.
What a brilliant book. Mm. So this account popped up, and Twitter, for some reason, verified it. But it was in no way Cormac McCarthy.
Great. Was it just tweeting in the style of Cormac McCarthy?
Yes, very clipped sentences. It was actually a very clever parody, basically saying, I don't use Twitter, but my agent told me that I had to, so consider this engagement.
Great. Yeah.
Which is, it was very in the voice. But Twitter have admitted their mistake in doing that. So I think that's... We should have more McCarthys.
Love it. Love it.
Right.
Okay, so what do you got for us today?
Okay, so this is the book quiz. This is how it works. I'm going to read out several book titles, and they have a link. There's something that connects them. And I'd like you to text into 2101 what you think that link is, bearing in mind that I am capricious and I like things to be specific. So are you ready for this week's books, Jesse?
Yes, please.
So the first one, giving away the reason why I've chosen this group, Sir Gawain and the Green Knight by Simon Armitage.
I actually acted in that when I was at secondary school.
Did you? Which role?
Yeah. I was Sir Gawain.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Title role.
Yeah.
You got all the parts, eh?
King Lear.
Yeah.
Donstany and Dangerous Liaisons. What was the name of the kid and what the butler saw? Anyway, as you were. Continue on.
So Sir Gawain and the Green Knight by Simon Armitage in its modern form, but one of the older stories that we have in English, from Old English. I studied it in medieval lit and I'm still blown away by it.
Mm.
Our second book is Alice's Adventures in Wonderland by Lewis Carroll.
Mm.
I'm going to be late. I'm always late, said the rabbit. So that's Alice's Adventures in Wonderland by Lewis Carroll. The next one is for a very specific tranche of readers, but The Finn Family Moomin Troll by Tove Jansson. I know for some people the Moomins don't mean anything, and for some people the Moomins mean everything. So they get a mention today, the Moomin Trolls. So Finn Family Moomin Troll by Tove Jansson.
Sounds like a line from the Jabberwocky.
It definitely goes in that kind of slightly nonsense poetry regard. If you are trying to get your 8 or 9-year-old to read something that's slightly got a bit more heft than what they're reading currently, but they're not quite up to young adult fiction, I'd highly recommend Jansson's work. It's all positive, so the characters come up against all sorts of things, challenges, things that are difficult, but they overcome them together. So there are all of these really good messages. And I know that in recent times, anti-fascists have been kind of using Moomin Troll figurines and figures in their work as well, because they were so anti-hate. So it's an interesting world, the Moomin Trolls.
Great.
A few more, do you think? I've got quite a lot. I think maybe it's a bit obscure at this point, so I'll keep going.
Okay, please.
I've got The Garden Party by Catherine Mansfield. Have you read that?
Yep.
That's a great little story. So The Garden Party by Catherine Mansfield, one specific story there rather than a book.
Can also recommend Ashley Young's essay about when she was in charge of the Catherine Mansfield's, was it the Birthplace Cottage?
I can't remember.
I
can't remember what it's called. I think it's Birthplace.
Was it her house?
So she mainly lived as a young adult and child in Karori.
Yeah, there's a trust that's in charge of this.
I think it's
house
the society.
Anyway.
Yeah, down on Tinakori Road, I think.
Yeah, and Ashley Young had a job once as basically curating or overseeing it, and she's written about it in her excellent book, Can You Tolerate This?
Can You Tolerate This? I'm going to give you one more.
Okay.
And it's Asterix the Gaul by René Goscinny and Albert Ozzero.
You've had an Asterix book before, haven't you?
I have. This is the second Asterix book to feature recently. I've been trying to widen my brief.
Yeah, it's great.
And I think the Asterix books, I was trying to think what's important to me, and I think the Asterix canon is really up there. You know, it's right at the heart of who I am as a reader, so it's likely that they're going to turn up every now and then. This one came late as an addition. I suddenly thought... Ah, that fits.
Things are a bit tricky today, Rob.
Yes, no one's got it yet. So I'm going to read out some of the brilliant guesses that have come through, and I'm going to give you some more clues, and then I will be back later. So to the person who texted in, the authors all lived on an island at some stage in their lives, I love you. That's such a brilliant way of thinking. As someone has said, do they all include a made-up language? Close, but not quite. It's not actually the link that I'm looking for today, but they do all play with language. Someone has said that they're all first published works. They're not, although some of them are, but they're not all that. And several other people have said, is the common theme magic potions or hallucinations? Again? But not quite right.
Ooh.
So I am going to disappear, but before I do, there is one more link, one more book I'm going to give you, which is The Hobbit by J.R.R. Tolkien. So all the books again, Sir Gawain and the Green Knight by Simon Armitage, Alice's Adventures in Wonderland by Lewis Carroll, Finn Family Moomintroll by Tove Jansson, Asterix the Gaul by René Goscinny and Albert Odzero, The Garden Party by Catherine Mansfield, and Tolkien's The Hobbit.
What did you say to? What was that guess?
That they all involve magic potions or hallucinations. People get lost and then found is a wonderful guess, but again, these things are all true of some, but not all. So I will be back, but I will leave you in capable hands in the meantime.
Got a couple of biographies to give away. Amazon Unbound, Jeff Bezos and the Invention of a Global Empire, and Perversion of Justice, the Jeffrey Epstein story. Those are your books, brand new books for the winner today. Good luck, everybody.
Two big non-fiction hits of the year. All right, I will be back soon.
Rob Kelly's back in the Wellington studio. Kia ora.
Kia ora.
Poor old Rob's not allowed to go home.
No.
Not allowed to go home until they found a quiz winner.
Not allowed to wrap up my little bindle and walk on down the road.
Okay, we're going to go to Jim, who's standing by on the line, I believe. Hello, Jim.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Tell us a bit about yourself, mate. Where are you and what are you up to?
I'm in Taranaki and I've just been driving to a school for about the last hour and a half, so just heading back to the office now.
You've been driving to school, did you say?
Yes, well, I work for the ministry and part of my job is to drive to work with kids in schools around the whole of Taranaki, so quite a big area.
Very big area. Well, thanks for taking some time out from your day today to have a guess at this quiz. We won't go through the list again because it's quite a long list, what did you think the connection was?
Well, I haven't read all those books. The Garden Party, Asterix, obviously, Alice in Wonderland. I'm thinking that it involves a feast or a dinner party or something specifically around gathering around food. So that would be my guess.
And you are absolutely correct, Jim. Thank you very much.
Very good, very good.
They all feature feasts, banquets, gathering around a shared meal.
Brain's working. Jim, you were the first person and only person in New Zealand to get that today.
Oh, my Lord. Well, there you go.
There was one other person who got it soon after you, Jim, but you were the quickest off the mark. So well done with that. Thank you so much to all the brilliant guesses that have been coming in. I love the way your brains are working, so I can't wait to play again next week.
And Jim, I've got some reading for you. Amazon Unbound and Perversion of Justice, two great biographies, one of Jeff Bezos and the other of Jeffrey Epstein. Thanks very much, mate. Nice to chat to you.
Wonderful. Thanks, Jesse.